Podcast.
Welcome to Alistair Knott, Satanic Magic. This week, Anton LaVey, Satanic Theology and Christian Pornography. Anton LaVey. I have followed several conversations on satanic websites that revolve around the denial of Satan as an anthropomorphic being. I have been urged by Coven members to chime in on the subject, so I will indulge in some philosophical pontificating. In approaching a sensitive subject as this, I will take the liberty of speaking my mind, as my beliefs are somewhat based upon experiences instead of what someone else claims to be the facts. Those who have not read my books often ask me what type of Satanism are Covens practice. Usually the question also makes reference to Anton LaVey and do I practice his type of Satanism. First, for those who have never researched Anton, he was not a Satanist in the truest sense. Anton and his group were more atheist than Satanist. I do find his writings to be accurate on some points, especially when it comes to the hypocritical church, but on the serious subject of Satanism, he missed the mark. For example, his writings concerning the anthropomorphic Satan are geared for the atheist and not the Satanist. He spoke of this topic in many of his interviews, saying, "If a person wants to believe in a real Satan, it is fine with us. If a person needs to believe in the being, it is his or her prerogative." So, here is one of the founding fathers of Satanism actually denying the existence of Satan. I have some heartburn over that. While conformance is not the objective, believing in Satan is almost a prerequisite to becoming a Satanist, in my humble opinion. I do respect Anton's works, writings, and he did further the cause of Satanism. I also find many of his quotes to be accurate and quite refreshing as he spoke his mind on the psychology of human beings. He was straightforward in his approach and took a lot of criticism and chastisement from the Christian Neanderthal church. It is not always easy, I know, to be the point of verbal attacks and mockery repeatedly. For that, I have the utmost respect for him. Most Satanists do not accept Satan as an anthropomorphic being with cloven hooves, a barbed tail, and horns. He merely represents a force in nature, the powers of darkness, which have been named just that because no religion has taken these forces out of the darkness, nor has science been able to apply technical terminology to this force. It is an untapped reservoir that few can make sense of because they lack the ability and use of a tool without first having to break it down and label all the parts which make it run. It is this incessant need to analyze which prohibits most people from taking advantage of this many-faceted key to the unknown, which the Satanist chooses to call Satan. Satan as a god, demigod, personal savior, or whatever you wish to call him, was invented by the formulators of every religion on the face of the earth for one purpose: to preside over man's so-called wicked activities and situations here on earth. Consequently, anything resulting in physical or mental gratification was defined as evil, thus assuring a lifetime of unwarranted guilt for everyone. The Satanic Bible. This passage clearly defines Anton's unbelief of Satanism as an actual being. He simply leaves it up to the practitioner to decide if they believe in Satan or not. This is where my belief and Anton's belief diverge. Satanic theology. We believe in Satan because we have had occasion to be liberally blessed by his presence at magical workings and ceremonies. Satan is real, and we have experienced him in true form. Demons are also real, and many have graced ceremonies I have attended over the years. You need not wonder if they truly exist, for they do. In my practice of dark arts, I have experienced many events that simply defy explanation. Some would dismiss these happenings as parlor tricks performed by sleight of hand, and others would simply never speak of the events ever again. I know there are always skeptics and those who would truly not believe in Satanism if he stood in front of them. Does Satan truly exist? The answer is yes. Therefore, if these posers do not believe in Satanism, their magic is, in all actuality, rendered fruitless and inept. Their coven is reduced to a farcical fantasy role play, social faction, or babbling meaningless prose in vain. Mastema has greatly blessed our covens and the rich rewards for respect, worship, and invitations to share the vast knowledge. He is, in fact, wonderful. Without his guidance, we would simply be reciting empty recitations and performing dead rituals. This is the point I have tried to make so many times before to those wanting drive-through Satanism. It will not and does not work. The words on a page are empty. The inner sanctum is void. And the coven is a social club without the guidance and attendance by Satan and his host of hellish demons. It is the evolution of magic and the giant leap of faith backed up with action that takes the practitioner's magic to new heights. Without this crucial element, your ceremonies will always be devoid of desired results. Every member of the coven must be in tune and faithful in seeking the maximum magical reward. Satan is willing and more than able to deliver, but you must be willing and able to receive, learn, apply, and exercise extreme dedication in order to benefit. Since I have discussed the benefits of Satan's blessings during your rituals, let's also discuss the repercussions of not having Satan and his demons in your satanic rituals. Without truly believing and respecting Satan's reality and certainty, the practitioner is symbolically thumbing their nose at the entire underworld of hell. Mockery is not acceptable for the satanic, and Mastema will not allow it to continue without redress. By doing so, the practitioner is playing with satanic fire and will be burned. Enough said on that matter. Satan is real. Demons are real. Magic is real. If you play with fire while giving no recognition to its true power, you will be consumed by that power. Magical spells and rituals are administered and moderated by the Magus, but the real power is from the demonic Toastmaster himself, Satan. Rejuvenate the magic by inviting the true master of ceremony. Do not claim to be a Satanist if you are an ordinary atheist. Christian pornography. Now, here's an interesting concept the Christians are dreaming up. Christian pornography. The term has been around for some time and used mostly by theologians and experts on all things biblical. It has been used in the past to describe graphic drawings that depict things or events from the Bible, such as hell, wars, crucifixion, etc. It received the title pornography due to the vivid and graphic illustrations rendered by the artists. This scheme is quite different and, well, to me, fascinating. The idea is porn can actually help Christian couples to learn to have better sex and more fulfillment in the bedroom. Now, this idea is not a new one. Many people around the world have spiced up their sex by viewing pornography. The approach is different, and since this is Christian, it carries with it numerous caveats, addendums, and conditions. For God's sake, put the penis in the vagina. End of story. But, with all things Christian, there are rules. It must depict only married couples engaged in sexual acts. This means that any sexual partner in a Christian porn production must be husband and wife, both on and off screen. All actors must be married in real life and portray married couples on screen, and they must only be depicting having sex with their wedded spouses. It must portray sex within the context of a Christian marriage. It must be apparent through the actions and behaviors and speech of the characters portrayed that they are Christian, lead a Christian lifestyle, and have a marriage in which their faith is central. This could be depicted in a variety of ways, with scenes showing a couple praying together, studying the Bible, attending church or church functions, and generally relating to one another as loving Christian spouses outside of the bedroom. It must be instructional. Part of the mission of Christian pornography is to graphically educate married believers in how to achieve more sexual pleasure, intimacy, and closeness in their relationships. It can do this by dramatizing various sexual techniques and positions that couples can learn how to incorporate into their lovemaking routines. Well, I will keep an eye out for this coming attraction. Perhaps they will put a new spin on Deep Throat, perhaps the Christian's Deep Throat. Until next time.